兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
这会不会太近？声音太大。
Is it too loud? The microphone.
Okay. 我感谢神，也感谢刘传道，让我继续有机会在这里学习怎么样侍奉神。
I thank God, also thank the minister Liu that gave me the chance that we can, I can continue to serve God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父。
Our Heavenly Father.
孩子来到你的面前。
We come before you.
要感谢你。
We want to give you thanks.
也要谦卑下来。
And also in humility.
请求你原谅孩子一切。有意无意的罪。
Please forgive me, my intended or unintended sins.
能够配得为你使被你使用。
So that I can serve you.
也请求你把适当的话语。
Also, pray that you give me the proper words.
也赐给我你的能力。
Also, the power from you.
来侍奉你
to serve you.
也请求你就在我们当中掌权。
We also ask you to have the control authority over everything.
亲自祝福你自己的话语。
And bless your own words.
祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.不久以前我在灵修的时候
not long ago in my private devotion time
我看到一个基督教的一个牧师他也是一个作者
and I saw a paper from a Christian author
他名字叫 Paul Tripp
who's also a pastor, his name is Paul Tripp
他写了很多书
He wrote many books.
他有一本叫做 New Mercies Devotional 是一个灵修的书
One of the book is a devotional book
那一天他的 devotion 他是这样子讲的
And in his book he said this
他说一个基督徒他无论做什么事情都是侍奉神
As a Christian, no matter what you do, you're serving God.
所以他就说你讲话你行动你一举一动都是在侍奉神
When you talk When you do things And no matter what you're doing That you're serving God
我们的家庭是侍奉神
In our family is serving God
我们教养子女是侍奉神
We teach our childrenAlso, is serving God.
我们的婚姻是侍奉神。
Marriage also serving God.
我们工作也是侍奉神。
We work, we take the work, in the world also serving God.
所以看了这个给我印象很深。
And this is giving me a very, great impression.
我就感觉到我有一个负担。
And I felt there is a burden.
我们的家庭怎么样侍奉神？
So how our family life serves God.
所以我就今天跟大家思想，就是我们说是谁在教养我们的子女。
That's why today I want to share with everyone that who is teaching our children.
换句话说，也是思想一下，我们如何。来教养我们的子女。
Or we can think about how we should teach our children.
那一个重点就是说，我们应该以家庭崇拜作为教养子女的基础。
And one important thing is we can use family worship together as the base, ground for serving God.
这里有一个照片，这要看看你们的年龄有多大。
This is a picture of a long time story. So,
你们假如认识这个人是谁，知道这个人是谁， 那你年纪就不会很小。
If you know who this person is, then you are probably not young.
他的名字叫做 James Dean.
That's his name, James Dean.
他在1955年的时候，一夜之间，因为他演了一部电影，轰动了全世界。
In 1955, because of a movie, he starred in that make him become famous.
中文的电影的翻译的名字叫做《养子不教，谁之过》。
The Chinese translation for this movie is called Whose Responsibility Is If Not Teaching the Kids?
所以我本来说想用《养子不教，谁之过》做今天的题目。
That's the title I originally thought I should use.
这个就是讲到一个小孩子从小没有受到父母很好的教养。
This is a story about a child that was not taught well when he was young.
变成了一个不良少年。
So later on, he became a not obedient child.
反抗的。
Very rebelling.
其实他这个人的生命也是一个反抗的生命。
Actually, his life is also a kind of rebelling life.
他一夜之间成了所有青少年模仿的对象。
And one night he became an idol for a lot of the youth people.
那个时候我是差不多念高一还是高二。
I was at that time I was in high school, ninth or tenth grade.
你看他身上穿的是牛仔裤。
Look at the jeans he's wearing.
那时候台湾每一个年轻人都要买牛仔裤穿。
And during that time in Taiwan, every youth would love to buy a pair of jeans.
可是最糟糕的是，有很多不良少年都在穿牛仔裤。
Because of a lot of not so good teens that wears this jean.
那么学校就禁止学生穿牛仔裤。
So the school started forbidding the children to wear jeans.
我刚刚说他的生命也是一个反抗的生命。
I just said his true life is also a rebellious life.
他没有活几年就死了。
He didn't live very long, then he died.
他过的是疯狂的生命。
He was living a very crazy kind of life.
开车撞车出事死的。
And he was driving a car and had a fatal accident and died.
所以这个题目很有意思，养子不教，谁之过？
So the title for this movie is very interesting. So whose fault that do not teach the children?
所以我们可以看到，古今中外都是一样。
So we know that no matter if it's in the States or in China or in the old days or nowadays,
我们都在强调父母对子女的责任。
It's all the same that we all emphasize that parents role in the children's life.
父母对子女的教养有多重要？
How important that the parents' teaching affected the children's life.
不错，我们做父母的经常在为子女着想。
Oftentimes that we parents cares about our children's life.
我们替他们选好的学校。
We choose good schools for them.
我们给他们去学各种的乐器。
And we send them to learn many music instruments.
叫他们去练体操。
And we send them to learn gymnastics.
叫他们去学跳舞。
And send them to learn dance.
叫他们去打各种不同的运动球赛。
And play all kinds of sports and games.
叫他们去学各种不同的语言。
Or require them to learn different languages.
这一本书的名字叫《在公路上的小房屋》。
And this book name is Little House on the Freeway.
你们看过 TV 叫做《Little House on the Prairie》？这个名字跟着那个出来的。
There's a movie called Little House on the Priory, but this book is following that pattern.
Tim Cameron, 他是一个也是个基督徒的作者。
This author is also a Christian.
他写了这本书。那么他的目的是什么呢？
He wrote this book. What is purpose for him?
他说我们基督徒的父母啊，就像在公路上那个小房子。
So as a Christian parents, we're just like a little house on the freeway.
什么房子在公路上？
What kind of house that dwells in the, on the freeway?
车子。
Under the car.
我们父母每一天开着车子，在公路上送孩子去这里去那里。
As parents, we
忙得很。
We drive our car and send our kids here, there, and we're very busy.
那么这个作者在这本书里面就说，我们应该停下来。
And this author in his book told us that we should pause and think about it.
我们应该仔细的思想。
We should think about it.
安静下来。
We should quiet ourselves down.
基督要我们要安息。
And Christ wants us to rest in Him.
我们来想一想。
And we need to think about this.
这就是我今天的题目。
This is the intention, the talk I intend to share with everyone.
我们想一想，谁在教养我们的孩子？
We need to think about who is actually teaching our kids.
学校的老师。
Is the teachers at school?
球队的教练。
Is the coach in the sports team?
教我们教音乐的老师，教跳舞的老师。
Music teacher, dance teacher?
不错。
Maybe they.
他们可以上学，可以去学。
They can go to school. They can learn all these things.
他们学到的是知识
All they learn is knowledge
才能
And ability
他们学不到智慧
But they will not learn wisdom
我们知道唯有敬畏耶和华才是智慧的开端
We know that only fear the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom
学不到道德伦理的准则
We cannot learn the principles of moral and principles in this world.
尤其是今天
especially nowadays.
我们称为摩登后的社会
We call this era postmodernism.
有一个特征
And there is one characteristic.
就是没有绝对的真理
There is no absolute truth.
一切都是相对的
Everything is relative.
我们基督徒不同
But we Christians, we shouldn't be thinking that way.
我们有绝对的真理。
We have absolute truth.
圣经就是绝对的真理。
The Bible is absolute truth.
昨日、今日、明日绝不改变。
Yesterday, today, and forever, never changes.
我们要我们的孩子们从老师那里学道德观念吗？
Do we want our children to learn the moral standards from their teacher?
要他们从老师那里学人生观吗？
We want our students, our children learn the worldview from their teacher.
从他们那里学价值观吗？
Learn the value system from their teacher.
还有性教育，要老师来教吗？
What?
Sex education.
Oh, the sexual education, we let the teacher teach them.
我们把这一些应该是我们做父母应该负责任的。
Those truths should be taught by our parents.
因为我们刚刚说过，他们在学校里学不到智慧。
And I just said that they cannot learn the wisdom from school.
教老师教他们不犯法。
And teacher tell them do not disobey the law.
有些不道德的事情不一定是犯法的事情。
But many immoralities are not said in the law.
所以很有才干、很有知识的人会常常犯罪。
That's why there's many wise people, smart people, and capable people that they sin.
会失败。
And they will fail.
所以我们刚刚念的。 这个生命记的第六章第六节第七节，把子女属灵生命的责任交付给父母。
The Bible verse we just read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, that clearly states that the responsibility to teach your children is the parents.
父母在家中每一天有教养子女的责任。
As parents, in your daily life, that you have the responsibility to teach your children.
我们刚刚也是谈到，最好的教养子女的方法在家里是从家庭崇拜为基础。
And with, I just mentioned the best way that we teach our children at home is we have a devotion, worship time, in the private home.
那么这里说，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 7 says, no matter if we sit or walk or lie down, we should all talk about God's word. This is a command from God. This is also the wisdom of God. Why I said that?
在美国哈佛大学有一个专门研究儿童心理跟儿童成长的学者。
In the University of Harvard, there's a research institute that studies particularly about the psychologies of the children growing.
他的名叫 Burton White， 他研究怎么样的父母。能够让孩子得到高的智商。
This person that Burton White, he's particularly studying researching in how could we help our children to have high wisdom. IQ
就代表这样讲好了，聪明。
我们都希望小孩子聪明，
对不对？
We all want our kids smart. Doesn't mean it's wisdom. It's the IQ.
那么他研究的结果很简单。
The result is very simple.
我亲自跟他谈过，他说啊，做父母的要随时随地的教导子女。
And the result is very simple. I talked to him personally that he said, as parents, we need to talk and teach our children anytime.
因为他们的 research 就研究父母怎么样跟子女一起花时间。
Because their research is focused on how the parents should spend time with their children.
你在做饭的时候，也可以是教导的时间。
When you're cooking, that time can be used to teach the children.
你开车出去的时候，也是教导的时间。
When you drive with them, that you can also teach them.
你去 shopping 的时候，也是教导。
When you go shopping, you can also teach them.
你不说你 shop until you die, right? 你就可以教导 until you die, 一样。
So you can teach them until the day that you die.
随时随地的。
Anytime and
无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都在教导。
No matter if you sit at home, you walk on the road, or you lie down, you get up, you talk and teach them every time and anytime.
为什么
？Why？
因为那个时候小孩子在问你问题。
Because anytime when children raise questions to you.
比方说你做饭。
For example, if you're cooking,
你孩子在你旁边就问妈妈，为什么要放这个？你为什么不放那个
？And the children might ask, why, mom, you put this in there and not that?
你开车，你在开车，他在看。妈妈，这个是什么意思？妈妈，这个字是什么？也许问爸爸。
And while you're driving, the children might ask, what does that sign mean? And what is this? What is that?
很多父母问我说，你们研究的结果，小孩子生长过程中什么是最基要的阶段？ The most critical point.
So many parents ask me, what is the children's most critical moment during their growth?
你说是什么时候？
When is that?
两岁到四岁，六岁到八岁。
From 2 to 4, 6 to 8.
从这里他告诉我们一个很简单，每一刻每一秒都是最基要的。为什么？当他问问题的时候，那个就是最基要的时间。
And this also tells us that every time and every second when he's raising the questions, they are all very important.
所以他问问题表示什么？表示他有好奇心。
When he raises questions, that means he is curious about things.
表示他已经准备要学了。
Because he is ready to learn.
所以，随时当他要学的时候，你告诉他，他学的就很好。
When he wants to learn, that you teach them, then it's a good opportunity for them.
Because he's motivated, right? 我问问题，表示我想要弄，想要知道。
Because they're motivated when they ask questions.
可是我会常常说什么？明天我再告诉你，等一下到家再说。
But oftentimes we probably delay the time of teaching them and say, oh, maybe while we're home, I can tell you.
So, 就失掉了很宝贵的一个机会。
Then we lost the very important opportunity.
那么，所以说，我们不管什么时候，这是神的智慧告诉我们：无论你在哪里，在家里，在外面坐的、躺下，随时随地都要教导 24/7.
So this is the wisdom from God that no matter when and what time that and what we're doing, that any time that we should grab the opportunity.
所以 Burton White 所发现的圣经里2000多年前3000多年前就已经写出来了。
So this Harvard professor who discovered the essence to teach the children that is already recorded 7 years ago in the Bible.
我们说这是神的指令。
We know that this is a command from God.
我们有没有遵守？
And did we obey?
一般来说，
Generally speaking,
家庭崇拜跟灵修可能是基督徒最软弱的两个关节。
Private family worship and devotion time probably is our weakest part that in our Christian's life.
十九世纪末期，斯布珍研究，他说有很多的家庭把子女的属灵的生命只交给教会，而自己没有做。
At the end of the 19th century Charles Spurgeon said that many parents, Christian parents, that they leave the responsibility to teach their children about God to the church.
今天自认为是基督徒的家庭只有20%有固定的家庭崇拜。
And nowadays that self-claimed Christians that they only the 20% those families that have personal private devotion worship time.
我们做父母的有没有按照圣经神的话语去做？我们还是靠我们自己的意见，靠我们自己的聪明来做。
As Christians, do we obey God's command to teach our children about the things that we should, or we are relying on our own knowledge and smartness to teach the things that we want the children to learn?
所以不要忘记，神的话语是有绝对的权威。
We need to remember that God's word has absolutely authority.
再往前面。 再往前面。我抱歉，往后面，往前走。你是往前还是往后？我是说往前走。往后再过去。好，再过去。好。我们做父母的，不要忽略了我们对子女的影响。
As parents, we cannot ignore our influence to our children.
Dr. Joe Becky 是一个很有名的现代的，我们可以说是一个神学家 theologian.
Dr. Joe
Becky.
Becky.
B-E-K-E.
It's a very important Christian education theologian
研究学
者，
他是一个叫做 Puritan Reform Theological Seminary 的 president， 就是清教徒改革中的神学院。那么他很注重家庭崇拜，为什么呢？
He's very emphasized the family private worship. Why?
他有一共弟兄姐妹有五个。
He has sisters brothers five.
有一天他们都在一起。
One day they are together.
他们说：“我们来想一想，我们对父亲的印象最深的是什么
？”Let us think about what is the most memories that we have of our father.
他们五个人。都异口同声赞成，最大的印象是父亲带领家庭崇拜。
They all agree on one thing that their father lead them, the family worship.
好，这一个是 Columbia 太空梭，你们知道这个是上去以后下来的时候整个的瓦解，里面的人都死了。
We know this is the space shuttle, the Columbia space shuttle, and when it goes up, then it exploded, and everyone in there died.
This is how the commander, 指挥官，他的名字很有意思，叫 Rick Husband. 我不晓得 wife 是不是叫 wife. 他是很虔诚的基督徒。
He's a very devoted Christian. His last name is 丈夫。
他知道他要走十八天。
He knows he will be gone for 18 days.
他预先做了十八个 videotape.
He already pre-recorded the 18 videotapes.
每一天的家庭崇拜，十八天的 tape， 十八天家庭崇拜。
And the 18 videotapes is for 18 days that family worship.
你知道，人到了我这个年龄，常常会想，说，我走了以后，我留给孩子们什么样的印象，什么样的遗产，不是 money 哈 ，legacy。
As people growing to my age, I often think about that. If one day I'm gone, what can I leave to my children for the legacy?
对 Richard Husband 的孩子们来说
，For the children of this commander,
这十八个 tape 是有多宝贵
？How precious is this 18 videotapes?
这是他留给他的遗产。
This is the importance for him to give to his children.
所以我们可以思想。
We can think about all this.
我们怎么样在家庭里面跟孩子们一起来崇拜
？How we can have our own private worship and devotion time with our children at home?
我们为什么要有家庭崇拜？
Why do we have a worship time at home?
We 刚刚说是神的旨意。
We just said it is God's will for us to have family devotions.
在创世纪十八章十八节到十九节，神要亚伯拉罕，他要他做什么？他要他教导子女。你看，吩咐众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义。换句话说，神要亚伯拉罕在家里教导孩子们有关神的道，怎么样秉行公义，这是神给亚伯拉罕的旨命。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 18 to 19, that God commanded Abraham that he teach his children at home to know and to obey God's commandment.
约伯记第一章第五节，我来念。约伯打发人去，叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说：“恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃了神。”约伯常常这样行，我们就不必再念英文的，英文的已经都登出来了啊。这里你看到，在约伯的时候，显然没有祭司，他在亚伯拉罕以前，他就是家里的祭司，他每天在家里面有崇拜。他为孩子们献祭，这时候他的孩子们都已经长成了，他叫人去把他们召集回来一同崇拜。这是约伯从神那里得到的启示，所以我们可以看到这是神的旨命，神给我们的命令。那么为什么还要家庭崇拜？我们感谢神的恩典。我们看，我们都很了解，都很熟悉约书亚二十四章。约书亚二十四章是在约书亚年纪老了，向以色列人告别。那么我们所熟悉的是，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。这句话，你看他的决心，这是一句圣经里的名言，很多人家里都把这个挂在那里，至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。他下了决心，他在这里为什么讲这个二十四章，他是告诉弟兄，他们的弟兄姐妹们，以色列人不要啊，这里他们告诉他们说，数算神的恩典，我们如果数算神的恩典，我们就必定要侍奉他。所以他这里讲的这句话成了一句历史上有名的。还有我们为什么要有家庭崇拜，按照这个西敏寺的特信心告白啊，我们知道你可以翻译作西敏寺，也可以翻译作敏斯敏特啊，是 Westminster， 这是当初英国的西敏寺的教会，他们要研究怎么样做他们教义的基础。那么这个呢，在二十一章就是谈到有关崇拜。那么我们也知道他接下来还有所谓的教义问答，长的跟短的都在这个告白以后的。所以这里告诉我们说，神要随时随地在不同的地方接受人以心灵诚实来崇拜他，无论是在公共场合，无论是在公共场合还是在私人家中。所以私家庭崇拜已经在这里面，这就成了美国后来的改革中的教会整个的教义的基础。 所以这都是神告诉我们的，这是我们为什么要。那么我们再很快的看一下家庭崇拜的好处。这个家庭崇拜的好处是谈到我们跟他们在一起的时候有神的同在。
So another benefit from family worship is God is with the family.
God 随时随地的与我们同在。当我们在崇拜的时候，神就与我们同在。
When we worship God, God is among us.
我们希不希望神跟我们的孩子们同在？
Do we want God to be with our children?
我们是希望神只每个礼拜天三个小时跟我们的孩子们同在。
Do we really want Sunday hours that God be with our children?
还是神每一天都跟我们同在？
Or God is with us every day at any time?
我们可以思想啊。那么在还有一个好处呢，是我们可以得神的喜悦。
And another benefit is that we can please God.
我们在家里唱诗，我们在家里祷告。
When we sing praises and when we pray at home.
我们讨神的喜悦。
We are pleasing God.
我们常常说，我们凡是在世上做事讨神喜悦，神必定使他的敌人都跟他和好，安然相处。这是多么好的应许！我们要经常讨神的喜悦，家庭崇拜是一个很好的机会。
We want to please God, and family worship and private time is a good time that we worship God.
这里就停住了。那我大概有一个我没有跟大家讲，那么还有一个好处，很多好处啊，还有一个好处就是家庭崇拜可以增加父母与儿女之间的关系。
And another benefit is the family private worship that can help build up relationships between parents and children.
我们刚刚说过，我们不要忽视父母对子女的影响。
And we just talk about we cannot ignore our influence to our children.
父母们怕的是什么？
What is our as parents we are afraid of?
父母怕的是孩子们受到坏的影响， poor bad peer pressure.
We do not want our kids have bad influence.
对不对？那么我们刚刚宣召的时候就谈到，少年人怎么样可以维持他们的圣洁？
Today's call to worship, we mentioned what, how can a young man that keep his way pure?
是靠神的话语。
It's by living according to the word of God.
假如我们在家里面有家庭崇拜，
If we have a private worship time at home,
每天都有，
We have that every day.
24/7, 神的话语帮助我们连接在一起，神的话语帮助我们使孩子们避免受到外面的影响。
And God's word build our relationship with our children, and also help our children do not have the bad influence from the world.
我们在家里的时间有限。
We often have limited time with our children at home.
那我以前上班的时候，我在想，我去上班。我儿子女儿去上学，这一天最宝贵的时间，我们在不同的环境里面。
And when I was working, that I work full day outside, and my children went to school, and we all separated during the whole day.
可是我能不能想象到我孩子们在学校的时间是怎么过的？
Can we imagine how our children spend their time at school?
我一点都不知道。
I don't know.
所以我们回到家里忙着做饭，忙着吃饭，忙着睡觉，有多少时间我们可以在一起有很好之间的交往跟交谈？
When we arrive home, we are busy cooking and doing stuff at home. How many times we can have with our children?
我们跟孩子之间就有了距离。
And we build up distance from our children.
他说我回到家里。
One father talked to me that when I arrived home,
我的孩子也回来了。
My children also home.
我就问他今天学校怎么样，好不好？
And I asked them how's your day at school.
好。
Good.
什么新的事情有没有？
Anything new?
没有。
No.
然后他女儿继续打电话了，打了半个钟头，然后叫他来吃饭，他就问他了。
Then his daughter went on with her phone with her friend. Then it's time he called her for dinner. He asked her daughter,
你刚刚跟谁打电话？
What did you just call? Who did you just call? Nobody.
你们谈什么？
What were you talking about?
没什么。
Nothing.
你爸爸说 wow, you can talk to nobody for nothing for 30 minutes.
你在跟一个没有的人在讲，啥也没有讲，但是花了半个小时。
我们要缩短这个距离。
We need to shorten this distance from our children.
假如我们经常有家庭崇拜，我们一起祷告，我们一起唱诗，我们一起研究神的话语，我们之间的 quality time 就会很多。
If we often spend our time with our children, that we will have built up a quality time with them.
我们知道马拉基书的最后一节是谈到施洗约翰要来，他要转变人的心，他要转变人的心，为耶稣基督准备。同样的，假如我们在家里有经常有家庭崇拜，
We know that in the book of Malachi that before the John the Baptist came that we asked to prepare our heart for the time of our Lord Jesus, that we need to have that and get ready for, to have family worship for our children too.
所以我们如果在家里有崇拜，神可以借着崇拜把父母的心转向孩子，把孩子的心转向父母。
Through this worship time, we can turn the children's heart to their parents and parents' heart towards their children.
然后我们可以一起等待耶稣的再来。
And we can wait together for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我今天跟大家分享的只是一个概论。
Today I only share the concept of this theory.
我不知道大家对这个家庭崇拜有没有更想进一步的要学习。
I don't know if anybody wants to learn more about family worship.
有很多很多有关家庭崇拜的事情。
There's many more about family private worship.
我只能说让大家借这个机会思想。
I want to bring this topic so people can start thinking about it.
我们现在有传道夫妇在我们当中。
We now have ministers among us.
假如我们对这个题目 有很多的兴趣，我们可以不断的继续不断的向他们二位请教。
If we have interest in this topic, then we can seek their guidance and help.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我们为你宝贵的话语，我们谢谢你。
We thank you for your precious words.
我们为你为我们家庭的关心，我们谢谢你。
We thank you for your care about our family.
我们希望我们真是父母跟子女之间都是能够有很密切的关系。
We hope that we and our children have a close relationship.
让我们大家都每一天更像你。
So that everyone will live a life that to become more like you.
让我们在你面前继续的一同来追求你。
So that when we can continue to seek you together.
我们感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks in our name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.